Good morning, Hope Valley. Let's stand on our feet together. We lift up Jesus. We sing of his grace today that has changed us. It's made us new. Sing this out. Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty, so much stronger? The King of glory, the King of all. Who seeks the Holy with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King of all kings. This is amazing grace. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing. Church, who he is, what he's done. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun. Voice, let's lift it up. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. May you take my place. May you bear my cross. You lay down your life. Join with the angels around the throne who sing, worthy is the Lamb. We sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered. Come on, sing with me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. Yes, it is. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place and bear my cross. That you would bear my cross.
Church family, man. All right, so let me do this real quick while I got the mic way up here. So this is my big brother right here, and he is more manly. He is more. He's smoother. He's all the above than I am. But hey, let me say this real quick. So my brother came from North Carolina to help lead worship with us this morning. So I'm thankful that he's with us, and he got to spend some time with our worship team last night, and just excited about this day, excited for the time that we have together. So I'm just thankful for him and his heart and his ministry. He's been just a mentor and a role model for me growing up, and I'm just thankful for my brother Josh. So would you join me in welcoming Josh as our guest worship leader today? Thank you for being here. Thankful for you, and thank you for loving Jesus and for setting the example for me and the rest of us. So this morning, we're just going to, I would just sort of let you know what we're heading towards the next few moments. So today is going to be a focus on, of course, Jesus, as he always is. He is center stage every single week here at Hope Valley Church. But specifically, this is going to be a time for reflection this morning, for personal heart examination as we come to take communion together as a church family. Those of you who are joining us online, we want to welcome you. Thank you for coming this morning and for jumping online with us. Just go ahead and just to let you know, go ahead and get ready, what that looks like for you. Get some juice and some bread ready to take communion with us. If you're a guest, thank you for being here. It just means a lot that you would take time to join us. You are welcome. Every follower of Jesus is welcome to take his communion with us this morning, and we'll talk about more about that in just a few moments. But I want to pray and just sort of commit this service to the Lord, and I would ask you to do the same thing. Just ask the Lord to prepare your heart. Whatever it is that you brought into the room, whatever baggage that you brought, just lay those things down as we focus and firmly fix our eyes on Jesus. So, Lord, this morning we want to commit this entire service to you. You are our King, you are our Lord, you are our Savior. And so, Lord, we come because of you. We come in honor of you and to bring glory and honor to you. And so, Lord, would you meet with us these next few moments? Holy Spirit of God, would you come? Would you just pour your presence down on us this morning? We commit this service to you. We commit every single heart to you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
Fix a mic stand. Before we sing again, I'd love to introduce my crew. Over there on the far right, against the wall is Jude. Jude is 8. And then beside him is Kai, who's turning 11 this week. And then beside him is Zeke, who is 14. And then, of course, my dad. And then I won't give his age away. And then Alethea Grace, and she is 11. And then my mom, I'll leave the age out. And then my daughter Rainey is our oldest, and she's 15. My wife couldn't be here this weekend, so I would ask if you think about it, you could pray for her. She's not well. We're trying to figure out what's going on with her health for the past 7 weeks or so. But she's getting lots of rest and spending a lot of time with the Lord, so that's good. But honored to be here and really grateful. In fact, if you want to sit down just for a moment, I probably should have done that earlier. You've been standing for a while. I just want to read a quick passage of Scripture before we continue to worship together. This is Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And God's Word says, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." And don't you love that? You know, here's a guy who had studied under, you know, these leaders of the law, and by the world's standard had everything. And he said, I count them as rubbish for the sake of knowing Christ. And it was Jim Elliot who gave his life on the mission field who said, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." And that's a life that Christ offers. It's not always, you know, it's not always carefree. It's not always filled with happiness and, you know, abundance of everything you could ever imagine. Sometimes there's suffering involved, but it is a life worth it, worth the calling, worth knowing this Jesus who gave his life for us. And so I want us to continue to sing with that in mind, that Christ is enough. If he is all we have, he is enough. Let's sing this together.
Oh, Christ, he's enough for me. Christ, he's enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, three, four.
Yeah, let's stand again together. We count it all as lost for the sake of knowing you, Jesus. Christ is my reward.
Christ is my reward. And all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. To every trial, my soul will see. No turning back. I've been set free.
Sing it out. Christ is enough.
Christ, he is enough for me. Christ, he is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Christ, my only hope, joy of my salvation. This hope will never fail, and this hope will never fail. Heaven is our home, through every storm, through every storm. My soul will see Jesus. God be the glory.
Lift it up.
Christ, he is enough for me. Christ, he is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Oh, everything I
make this declaration today that I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Come on.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning
back. The cross before me.
The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back.
Only sing it out, Christ is enough.
Christ, he is enough for me, oh Christ.
God, Colossians 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church, the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is our God. This is Jesus that we worship and that we celebrate, who gave his very life to reconcile enemies of God that you and I were, and now we can be friends of God. So let's lift this up and shout a praise. Oh, praise the name. Come on. No, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise you.
this morning. He's our Lord and God.
God bless you. You can grab a seat.
That's been on my heart this week, and I want to take just a few minutes. We're gonna have a time of communion together, and I have some time to prepare our hearts for that. But there's a question that's been on my mind this week, and my family and I were out of town this week, and just something that the Lord was continuing putting on my mind was this idea of, are you ready? Just this question kept kind of coming through, and every time I would read the scripture, I was kind of brought back to that question: is, are you ready? It's a theme that we see throughout Scripture, this idea that Jesus is coming back, and the question for the church and the question for all of humanity really is, are we ready for that day? Are we ready for the day in which He comes, when He comes back, which He promised that He would? It's also a question that we ask, if you're a parent, you probably feel yourself asking it all the time. With my family and our kids, I feel like I ask the question, are you ready? Girls, are you ready? Hey, family, you ready? And we had a conversation this week, literally just went just like this, no exaggeration. We were out of town. We were getting ready to go out to dinner. I was like, hey, girls, are you ready? And they said, yeah, Daddy, we're ready. So I said, okay. Are your shoes on? No. Okay. Is your hair brushed? Not yet. Okay. Then I see one of them come running around the corner, and I'm like, are those your jammies? Yes. You are not ready. You're not ready to go. We deal with those things in different situations in life in which that question comes to us. Are you ready? Things happen in our life, storms of life and craziness of life that we're not always ready. I don't think anybody could have been prepared and ready for 2020, the year that we're in right now. The reason that we're all spaced out right now and so many people are joining us online instead of here, I don't think any of us could have prepared and been ready for what we're experiencing right now, and literally all throughout the world. So the question is, are you ready? This week, while we were there, we were in Tennessee, and we had lots of we had great time together as a family. But we had little storms that would come throughout the week, and they were little. While I was talking to my girls about it, I called them fake storms because they weren't real. Like it was like it got real, real dark, and kind of put a little bit of sprinkles, and you thought, oh man, the bomb's about to fall out, but it never did. It rained a little bit, but the storm actually never came. Until the very last night of our vacation, we were camping out in the camper there in Tennessee, and the very last moment, the very last evening of our trip, without warning, the sky kind of started to turn gray a little bit. And then again, without warning, in a moment, this massive storm just came. And I'm talking a like windstorm like we hadn't seen in a long, long time. So much so that I told Danielle, we were coming back from the little laundry area in the campground, walking back towards it, and I said, we better get our canopy down. Our camper had this little awning, and we said, we better get that up. 30 seconds later, by the time we got back to the camper, it had literally ripped the canopy out with the screws out of the camper and flipped it onto the other side of the camper. And it was crazy. The wind was going everywhere. The doors were slamming. People were kind of scurrying around trying to take care of their campsites and border things down so they could get into shelter. But we weren't ready for it. We didn't think that it was actually going to do anything. At least I didn't. I saw the clouds, but I'd seen them before. I saw some of the signs a little bit, but I didn't actually think that it was actually happening. I didn't think it was really coming. I think about the season that we're in right now, looking around the signs that are happening all around us, and I can't help but think that the time is coming soon when Jesus is coming back, and He's coming back for those who are, listen, who are ready for His appearing. And again, that's a theme that we see all throughout Scripture. And so I was reading in the Gospel of Matthew this week, and I began to look at some of the parables that Jesus taught. And so Jesus began to teach His disciples because He wanted them to know, He wanted them to be ready for when those times and seasons came. He began to share parables. And so in Matthew 25, He shared the parable of the 10 virgins, where he begins to talk about this theme. Again, are you ready? So he shares this parable about these 10 virgins, and five of them were ready, and five of them weren't. And so when the bridegroom came, those that were ready, he received them in, and those that weren't were not allowed to enter into the wedding party. What stuck with me again, though, was this question: are you ready? Jesus shared more stories and more parables, and again, drawing our attention, our mind to this question: are you ready for the coming of the Lord? And then he's getting them ready for what would this meal that was called Passover, right? And so we've talked about this before. This is a meal that they would have had every single year at the same time every year. And it was a reflection and a remembrance of what God did so long ago when they were enslaved in Egypt. And so when God's people were in slavery in Egypt, in captivity, God, by his grace, drew them out. But he did so by the series of plagues that he poured out over the Egyptians that were holding them into captivity. And this very final, last plague that he poured out over top of Egypt was the death of the firstborn in every household. And God said to them, get ready. Get ready, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to send my angel over to all the land. And there's a way that you can be protected. There's a way that you can be saved from this. And there's only one way, and here's the way. He said, I want you to take the blood of a lamb, a spotless, blameless lamb, and you're going to apply it over the doorpost of your house. And when the angel sees that blood, it will pass over your house, and you will not be harmed. So there was a way to get ready. There was a way to prepare for what was coming. And so Jesus takes that picture, the picture of Passover, that they were about to take a meal, and he brings it to his disciples and says, okay, now listen. Now listen, there's a way to be ready. There's a way to know for sure that you are safe. And there's only one way, and that way is through me. And so what he's now drawing them into is this dinner that he has with them, this Passover meal that he says, I long to have with you. So then you get to Matthew chapter 26, and Jesus is now sitting down with them at this table. And they're gathered together. He's going to share this meal with them. But he wants to make sure they understand that the allusion in the Old Testament is now being fulfilled in the life of Jesus. And so that spotless lamb that was needed so long ago for salvation is now being fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, who is our spotless lamb. And so Jesus is saying, look, don't miss it. Don't miss the fulfillment of the Passover that's being fulfilled in me right before your eyes. And so now he comes to this moment in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And here's what it says. It says, now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to the disciples, and he said, take and eat. This is my body. And then he also took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant that is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus took them attention to some bread and to some wine. And he said, this bread right here, it represents my body that's about to be broken for you. And he took it and he gave thanks and he broke it, showing them just that visible picture that I'm giving my body, my sinless, blameless person, and I'm giving my life for you on the cross. They didn't fully understand yet what was about to happen. They didn't fully grasp all that entailed. And then he took the cup and he said, this is the blood of the new covenant, of my blood that's being poured out for the forgiveness of sins. I don't know what your mind goes to when you think about a passage like this one. But that question keeps coming to my mind. Are you ready? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus? Because everything all around us screams to me, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. And the question is, when that day comes, are you ready? Well, how are you ready? Well, you're ready when you have, by faith, placed your trust in Jesus alone for the salvation of your soul. When you, by faith, bow your knee before God, turn from your sin, believe in Him alone for salvation. When you cry out to God for mercy. And what's so amazing about that moment is that for one time, in that moment, your sins are completely and totally and finally forgiven. Once for all, forever. And you never have to wonder again. Am I okay? Am I safe? Am I ready? You don't have to wonder those things because you know that you know that you know that your sins are forgiven, not because of anything that good that you've done, but because of the gracious love of God poured out in Christ Jesus for us. So Jesus has a meal. It's a meal to remember all that He did on the cross. That so long ago, Jesus Christ poured out His blood on the cross. He was buried in a tomb, and then 3 days later, He rose again. That's what we celebrate as the gospel of Jesus. And so Jesus did that for you and for me. And then He instituted what we call the Lord's Supper, this communion table that we come to. And we do so in remembrance of what Jesus has done. But we also do that not just looking backwards at what He did, but we're looking forward, anticipating His coming. But then there's a third thing that we also do. We do look back, we do remember and reflect. We also look forward, we look forward to Jesus' coming again. But the Bible also tells us that we have to look in. We have to look into our own heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 talks about this very passage where Jesus was doing the Lord's Supper. And it says it's very important, church, that we don't do this lightly. That we don't come before the Lord's table. That we don't take communion together in this way lightly. It's something that a follower of Jesus does in remembrance and reflection on what He's already done for us in our lives and in our heart. So what I want to make sure that we have time to do is a couple of things. For believers, I want to make sure that we have a moment to just pause and to lay aside every distraction and just to have time to focus on the Lord personally, you and God, your heart before Him. The scripture says that all of the ways of man are open before the Lord. He sees and knows everything. There's nothing you can hide from Him. But repentance is a way for us just to expose those things before God. A confession saying, I agree with You about my sin. And I'm confessing it before You. So this is a time of repentance and confession to say, Lord, is there anything in me? Test me, try me, see if there's any wicked way in me. And then lead me in the way of everlasting. And so I want to encourage you as a believer, if that's you, if you're online joining us, maybe you're as a family gathered around in your living room. Would you take these next moments and just spend some time in just quiet prayer before the Lord, asking Him to examine your own heart. Make sure there's no unconfessed sin. Your life is right before Him. And then number two, if you are an unbeliever, maybe you're watching this and maybe there's never been a time in your life, maybe you're here this morning, and there's never been a time in your life when you've surrendered your life to follow Jesus. And what I mean by that is that there's been a time in your life when you've openly confessed that you are a sinner before God and that you need to be forgiven. If there's never been a time in your life when you've cried out to God for mercy, I can't think of a better moment than right now, than this moment. Then you won't have to ask that question, am I ready? Am I ready for that when that time comes? You can know for sure. Would you guys just take this moment and get into an attitude of prayer, bow your heads, and we're going to just have a moment to pray. Believers are praying, asking the Lord to clean and purify their hearts before Him. Our worship team is doing the same thing in quiet prayer. And then if you're here, or if you're watching and there's never been a moment, there's never been a time when you've opened up your heart, surrendered your life to Jesus, I want to encourage you to do that right now. And there's no special way to do that. There's no special formula other than your heart crying out before a holy God for mercy. And you can do that as simply as praying something so simple, something like, Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I know that my sins have separated me from You. And right now, the best I know how, I'm asking You to forgive me of my sin. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you were buried and that you rose again, and that you offer salvation to all who believe. And so I'm just saying I believe, and I want to follow you. And I thank you for saving me from my sin. In Jesus' name. And I don't know if maybe you're here and you've prayed that, and that this is a life-changing moment for you. And that you now can know for sure that your sins are forgiven by a great, gracious God. If that's you this morning, listen, nobody's looking around, nobody's searching for you. But if you would like to let me know, just so I can be praying for you, can follow up with you, would you just let me know? You just maybe just wave your hand at me just so I can know. Maybe if you're online, would you just let us know? You can ask for prayer. We have people standing by ready to pray with you and for you. And now take this next few moments to just prepare your heart for this time together. So this morning, we're doing communion a little bit differently than we normally would. That's the season that we're in. So we have these pre-packaged communion cups. If you did not get one, Pastor Kevin's in the back. Would you just slip your hand up if you'd like one, if you need one? He will hand them out to you. If you're at home, you can grab something that's there nearby, there in your refrigerator. Not important that you necessarily have one of these little guys. And I'm going to give you just some simple instructions. The first layer, there's a clear one, and if you peel that top part off, you'll see that there's a little wafer there. We're going to use that this morning in place of the bread that we would normally use. And then the second layer is how you'll open up to actually get to the juice that's in the cup. So Jesus, the night that he was betrayed, had a dinner with his disciples, this Passover meal, to reflect on all that he was about to do and all that was about to be fulfilled in him. Jesus took the bread. After blessing it, he broke it. He gave it to the disciples and he said, "Take this, take and eat. This is my body." So he took the bread. You broke it. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your body that was broken for us. We thank you that you didn't die for your own sin, but you died for our sin. And you took all of our sins on your body on the cross. And so in this moment, this morning, we remember. And we thank you for your body broken for us. And he said, "Take and eat." Then Jesus took a cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for you, for many, for the forgiveness of sins." Would you pray with me, Lord Jesus? We thank you for your blood. The blood that covers sin, not one time, not two times, but once for all, forever. We thank you for the true blood of the spotless Lamb, your blood that covers us, that atones for our sin. And so, Lord, we drink this cup this morning, and we do so and we remember. We remember your blood poured out for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Amen. And he said, drink this. We're going to spend the next few moments. We have some time we're going to sing. My brother is going to sing a song. And you can just stay seated right now as you just continue to reflect and remember on all that the Lord has done for you in your life. Would you just let him just sing this song? Let our team sing this song over you in this moment. Particularly appropriate for the season of life that we're in. And then at the end of the service, listen, if there's any questions that you have, maybe you did pray to receive Jesus this morning and you want to know what it means to follow him, I would love to chat with you after the service. I'd love to follow up with you. Would you take time to just reach out to somebody online? Would you just shoot us an email, or would you follow up with us in some way?
Well, if there's anything that this season, the last 4 months, has taught me, is that there's nothing reliable in this world except Jesus Christ, our rock, our refuge. He's faithful. The prophet Jeremiah, who saw his city destroyed, sitting there in the ashes, he said, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." This song speaks of the faithfulness of God in the midst of the storm. I pray that it blesses you this morning to know that our rock, our anchor, is in Jesus Christ alone.
You are my faithful anchor, shelter from the storm. You the rock of my salvation, my joy and my reward. You the first, the last, the constant, well of endless grace. In you alone my soul is found, hiding place. Oh, when the waters rise, keep my eyes upon your face. And when the morning hides, Father, teach me how to pray. When all around my soul gives way, you are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. My hiding place. You are my hiding place. You are my faithful anchor, my faithful anchor, shelter from the storm. You the rock of my salvation, my joy and my reward. You the first, the last, the constant, aware of endless grace. In you alone my soul is found, a hiding place. When the waters rise, the waters rise, keep my eyes upon your face. And when the morning hides, Father, teach me how to praise. When all around my soul gives away, you are my hiding place. You are my hiding place. And my heart.
faithful. You are faithful.
Faithful, faithful. You are faithful.
Sing faithful.
Oh, faithful, faithful, you are faithful, faithful in all your ways.
One more time.
Oh, faithful, faithful, you are faithful, faithful in all your ways.
Would you stand on your feet with us as we continue to declare the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God through every season.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. Oh, my goodness, I've been held in your hand. Moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness. been faithful. All my life you have been faithful.
All my life.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Love your voice. Come on, let's declare his faithfulness. Lift it up, church. All my life.
All my life you have been good.
All my life you've been good.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the good.
Your goodness is running.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after.
Your goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out.
That's right.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, let's declare it with confidence today.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been so. have seen of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Aren't you thankful for his goodness today?
You never stop working. You never stop. You I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, come on one more time. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Oh, you never stop. For your glory and my good. Oh, you are faithful. Oh, you are true. Oh, you are righteous in all your ways.
Jesus, you're beautiful beyond description. What a joy it is to lift simple songs, simple lyrics to a holy, amazing God. Lord, that you are mindful of us. What is man that you are mindful of us? Lord, it wrecks our minds, it wrecks our hearts to think that you would stoop down to take on human flesh, become one of us in order to save us. And so we're so grateful for that today. And we pray, Lord, that you've been pleased that we've brought a smile to your face in some way today through these simple songs. Thank you. You are a good Father, and you're always making a way where there seems to be no way. Rivers of abundance right in the middle of the desert. You're the spring of life to which we run and find that our thirst is quenched. You're the bread of life that takes away the hunger that we have deep in our soul. We honor you in this place today, Jesus. We honor you. It's in your great name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church. You can grab a seat.
Thank you so much, guys. Let Josh know that you appreciate him coming up and helping us. Also want to point out that we have a couple of guys who've been social distancing over the last several months that have come especially this morning to help us out. Buddy over here, and then Creed in the back. Wave your hand, Creed. Thank you, guys. It's been a very special morning. And the rest of our worship team, we appreciate you guys, all the work that you put in every week. You guys are fantastic. No Hope Communities this week. The only exception will be the Wednesday night one at the Caldwells, which is like a new believers kind of Hope Community. So enjoy your time with your family this week. And also want to remind you that we have subscribed to the financial piece, Dave Ramsey, stuff. You can go to a website and find more information on that. But it's extremely helpful for budgeting, for other things with finances. And then we're going to have a class for that in September, which I recommend. If you've not gone through Dave Ramsey's stuff, I really highly recommend that. And it'd be great for your family, great for your personal finances, and great for your marriage. And so that'll be next month. And then we are actually unrolling today, for the first time, we are unrolling a Hope Valley Church app that you can download from one of the app stores. And Pastor Heath has been working very hard on that, and we appreciate all his effort. But it'll have a place that you can go for live streaming, for past sermons, for giving, for announcements, all kinds of stuff. And so we got a quick summary video to show you about that, okay?
Simply go to your favorite app store, search for Hope Valley Church, and download and install. Once you're in the app, click sign in, and an easy way here is if you have a cell phone, just type in your cell phone, and it'll send you a code, and that code will pop up, and just verify, and then you can log in
elect touch sensor or not. Now you're in. One of the first things here is this banner. You can swipe back and forth, but if you want to check the latest church news, you can click that top banner, and you'll come up with a report here that shows the latest news articles, and you can click on one of those and get more details about that new particular news item. You also have the ability to watch church online, our live streaming directly from within the app. We have a section here for plan your visit for new guests, but there's also a place here to, during the service, fill out an online connect card. So you can click that, select a couple toggles, enter your prayer request or a question, and submit that. You can give directly from within the app, and it will, if you want, be one time, or you can also set up recurring giving very easily right there. There's a list of upcoming events. You can get to all of our past sermons, so you can go in and see last week's sermon. You can either listen to the audio or watch the full video of the service there. There's a button here to find a way to serve, as we have more volunteer opportunities, as we have mission trips. Any type of service or volunteer opportunity will show up right here in the app for you to be able to click in and register to serve in that way. You can manage your communications from within the app, so you can simply go here and just toggle whether you want to be on or off of a particular email list. If you aren't in a Hope community, we would suggest that you check out this Find a Small Group button, and you can click here and see all of the Hope communities throughout the New River Valley and find out more details about when they meet. And if it's not a service event, a way to serve, but you're signing up for a, something like a youth trip or something like that, those will appear here in our registrations tab. And again, you would click there and click the Register Now button and supply any needed information. A lot of you have asked about a church directory. We have a button now for this church directory. You can click here and see a listing of regular attenders. And then if you click on a particular name, you can go to an individual listing and get an image and also contact information. Again, this is only for members and regular attenders, and you can only see this list if you are a member or a regular attender. So if you try to go to that directory and you're not a regular attender, then you don't have access to that list. There's a facility map if you're not familiar with where a particular class is, and you can actually type here, okay, I want to see where the student's room is, and it'll take you right to it. And then finally, there's a button here for ask a pastor or for prayer requests. And again, it's a simple form. You can enter a question or a prayer request and submit that. That'll go to one of the elders for follow-up. So we're really excited about this new app. Again, there's a lot of information here underneath your icon as well, where you can change your picture. You can change your family's pictures. You can look at your giving history. So really hoping that you will take use of this app. Again, search for Hope Valley Church in your app store.
Awesome. Would you stand with us as we just want to sing one more time together?
Even when I don't see you working, even when I don't feel you working, you never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see you working, even when I don't feel you working, you never stop working. You never stop even when I don't see you working, even when I don't feel you working, you never stop working. Never stop working. You don't.
You, church, thanks for being here today. Go in the grace of Jesus, the mountain mover, the water walker. Follow him this week. We'll see you next time.